It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Beautiful. 560 Sports WQAM Sports Day. I am Dan Day with my cousin Vladimir Louisson. Oh, man, we're kind of getting on to Boston College earlier about their uniforms and how it was kind of hard to follow. And then we just realized it's Red Bandana Game. What people don't know, it's the Four Wells game. One of their former players who always wore a red bandana, he played for Boston College. And also he became a firefighter in the New York City area or in the Northeast area. He became a firefighter and was involved in 9/11, where he was seen multiple times going back into the building to try to save lives at the World Trade Center. Saved multiple lives, but did not make it out. So every year around 9/11, they play the red bandana game, where the numbers are red bandana. So that's why Boston College was wearing the white with the red trim as opposed to the red with the white. Great story right there. If you haven't seen it, Google it. ESPN did a great special on it. It really is touching, especially this time of the year. I mean, just thinking about it right now, I kind of get, you know, I kind of get a little choked up. I mean, it really is one of those great stories that's just absolutely unbelievable, man. It's just, it's crazy. It's one of the great stories. Wells Crother was his name. It really is one of those great stories, and I don't want to harp on it too much, but Boston College did him proud and did themselves proud today, losing by just 2 points to Florida State. Florida State did eventually win 31-29. Let's get into some of the games that we have coming up in and around the South Florida area. Just a little bit, we're going to have Joe Malfa on. He's going to be on the call along with our dude Thomas Rongen for the Inter-Miami Atlanta United game. We know Lionel Messi, he's going to be resting today and not playing. Maybe the artificial surface has something to do with it. He doesn't like artificial surface, apparently.
I don't like Atlanta. I'm just kidding.
I don't blame him, you know. How that goes. But let's look at it. But Inter-Miami last week against Sporting KC without Messi and a lot of their international stars who are on international duties, they ended up getting a big win. Leo Campana with a brace. Today, not a storyline. Tata Martino returning back to Atlanta where he won an MLS Cup championship. Joseph Martinez won an MVP there. He is returning. No Messi. Sold out crowd, though. Now will all 72,000 people show up when they've seen that Messi isn't there? Some people might eat those tickets. I don't know. That's not my business. Nonetheless, Vlad, do you see Inter-Miami winning this game today?
Yeah,
I do. I think they're riding the high.
2-0.
And they beat him, as Joe Malfa kind of made a mention of, they beat him earlier this year without Messi, too. So
I'm going 2-0.
2-0. All right. I'll go 3-2. I'll go 3-2 again. I'd like to see a little bit of that. Make it happen. Oh, tonight, Colorado State. Let's jump on the bandwagon like the Playmaker and Warren Sapp and The Rock have done. Who do you have in that? Now it's become a heated rivalry. What do you think the score?
It's not a heated rivalry. It's going to be a beatdown of epic proportions.
Epic.
I'm saying 600 yards by Shedeur Sanders.
I hope. I think the final score is going to be closer than you might think.
I don't think so. It's a 20. They're favored by 20 and a half.
35-24, Colorado. Wait, how much?
They're favored by 20 and a half.
Okay. 35-24, Buffaloes.
Miami. Colorado's not scoring 35 points. They're about to put a 50 burg on them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 54-23.
54-23. Wow. Okay. The Marlins, Clyde, you're about to run out there in just a little while to Lone Depot Park, do some coverage for the Marlins and the Braves game. That's getting started at 4:10. Brian Hoeing taking the mound. What do you got in that one?
I don't know. I expect a lot of runs to be scored because they both, I think, are using
it's a bullpen day.
What's Hoeing's record?
He started some games like in these bullpen days. He's had some, like most of the Marlins bullpen, some iffy days also. He's also had some decent days too, so I don't want to take totally away from that. Now remember, the Marlins, they got to keep pace. They have to keep winning because they're a half game out of that wild card spot. Well, Atlanta's already clinched pretty much everything. They've won 96 games. They're obviously the class of Major League Baseball.
Let me tell you this. This is how you know it's all good in Atlanta, right? So I'm covering the game for the Braves radio network, right? By the way, they pay better.
Don't take shots.
I'm not taking shots. I mean, it's true. At least for the, what'd you call it? Streaming. They lost the game. Did you think there was any panic in the clubhouse?
They were ready to hit the South Beach by that point, man.
That's exactly what they were thinking about, because everybody was asking, what time is the clubhouse going to be open tomorrow afternoon? They were like, is it going to be 2? And I'm thinking to myself, why are you asking all of this? Like, why do you want to know? Oh, you're in South Florida. You're in Miami. Yeah. You probably want to go out, have a good time, and know how long you could be out and how long you need to recover from being out, so that when you see the press and you talk to the press before the game, they see you, they don't think, they have no acknowledgement that you were out all night, all last night. But not a care in the world, Kuzan.
No.
Like, they had no care in the world.
In defense to the Braves, you've earned this vacation. You played really good all season long. Number two, baseball is one of those sports that sometimes you're pretty sharp when you're hungover or still drunk from the night before. My friends that played in the major leagues told me they were all the time hungover and drunk from the night before. They were fine. They loved it. So, you know what? I don't totally blame those guys. You've earned the vacation. Come on here. Let the Marlins get their big dubs and, enjoy South Beach. Enjoy yourself, Atlanta Braves. Enjoy yourself. Marlins will probably get that win today just simply because they are playing for a lot more right now at this point than the Atlanta Braves. And like I said, the Atlanta Braves, the Marlins find their way into the playoffs. Maybe we have to face them. Maybe we can just turn on the switch and just take care of business. It's risky, but nonetheless, okay, we'll wait and see. Now the big one, baby. Tomorrow, the whole world will be watching. Well, all of the United States will be watching. 8:20.
The whole world.
Yeah, I don't know. Beijing, really? China's tuning in.
World? All right.
Beijing, China, Tiananmen Square. Everybody's gathering. They want to see Dolphins, Patriots, 8:20. Vlad, it's not going to be easy, but I think the Dolphins are going to win. Not easy at all. Give me that.
Dolphins in double digits. Dolphins 27-17.
28-24.
Nah, I think the Dolphins cover handily. I think it's 27-17. I think the defense played better. I'm not impressed by New England's skill position players. And isn't one of them out? I think Devontae Parker's not playing.
As a Dolphins fan, I would say that's a push.
That's messed up.
I know. That's kind of, you hate to hit someone as they're leaving or they're already out the door, but push. See a Tua and Mac Jones. I don't know. Everybody talked about Tua and Justin Herbert. Outside of Boston, I don't think we're like, let's see Tua, Mac Jones. Although they did post a picture today. Apparently, one year they were all Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture with all three of them together,
all in the locker room smoking a cigar after a national championship. So
that Tua one,
Yeah. Was it 2-1? Mm-hmm. That was Jalen Hurts sitting there like, okay, I thought that they had maybe won the year before or something. I can't keep up with Alabama there.
I'm not too sure. I don't think Jalen Hurts won a national
title. Yeah, I don't think he did. Yeah,
it's the one. It was Tua, because remember Tua came in
the halftime, yeah, against Georgia. Against Georgia, and we thought, oh, that's cute that Georgia made it to the national championship game. At the time, we thought it was cute. Not so cute anymore. It's not so cute anymore. And okay, Vlad, so since we're not going to be here next week, for some reason we're not on the radio, I don't know, I don't ask questions, I just show up when my name and number is called. By the way, let me make mention of this. This is very important for me, at least. Yesterday was Roberto Clemente Day. I know we're a little bit late, at least on that. We weren't on yesterday, but much love to Roberto Clemente and everything that he stood for. But since, now let's look to the future. Since we're not going to be here, let's talk Hurricanes, Temple Owls. You think it's not a walk in the park, but not the most strenuous walk for the Miami Hurricanes.
No. They should have no problems with Temple.
I say 35-20.
25-20?
35-20.
42-13.
Okay. So, Vlad, you're heading out to Lone Depot Park in just a little bit?
I am heading out to Lone Depot Park in the next
a couple minutes.
Ten minutes or so.
We're going to have Joe Malfa on. After Joe heads out, and Joe's going to be jumping on with Thomas Rongen in just a little bit after he does the interview. So he's doing extra duty, and then he's going to be calling the game Inter-Miami-Atlanta United. When you get done with the game, how late that going to be when you get done with the game with all the post-game and everything else?
We're probably looking at 7:15.
Oh, that's not bad.
7:30.
Anything exciting?
What, tonight? There's nothing. No, this is a slow night, bro. This is slow. I'm just going to get ready to head to Dallas for a quick 24 hours and then come back.
Yeah, rest up, man. Rest up. And for those that don't know, what are you going to do in Dallas?
Well, you know, I'm going to go see my team play. Before I was thinking, you know, it's going to be Aaron. I was going to see Aaron in Dallas, but now I'm going to see Zach again.
Okay.
So
at least get to go to Jerry World, see what Jerry World's
about. Listen, I am excited to go see Jerry's World.
I heard the wonder of the world.
I heard it's one of the most beautiful arenas, one of the most beautiful stadiums, not only in the NFL, but just literally in the world. So
let us know, man.
I can't wait. What's up?
I'm going to be DJing a private party, so I'm really hoping there's free food and free drinks, man, because I didn't get enough. I know. Free food and free drinks, man. Only have to offer me once. If I'm ever at a bar and people that know me, like at Duffy's Implantation or 26 Degree, you offer me once free food, free beer, I got you. So, Vlad, let's get Joe Malfa in here. We're going to make it happen next. We're going to get the pre-game for Inter-Miami started here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Got a lot happening in the sports world. Of course, football galore. And there's been some trash talking in the old Colorado State rivalry. In the next segment, kind of listen to some of that stuff that's going back and forth. You know, Coach Prime, you don't need much to ignite his fire, Vlad. He gets it going.
It's personal.
What is it?
Personal.
Oh, yeah. And of course, the Marlins looking to improve their stock and maybe get into that final wild card spot. Speaking of wild card spots, enter Miami tonight in front of 72,000 people. They're going to be playing Atlanta United. Lionel Messi decided, artificial turf. I've been playing a lot. I need some rest. This is one of those games where I'm just going to rest up and relax for a little bit. Get ready for the long haul, because all Inter Miami has to do is get in to the MLS playoffs, and it is on. I'm not going to say it's over, but it is on. We just talked about it coming up early next month. Miami Heat, they're back doing their thing. Little training camp action, doing some preseason action. Forgot about Caleb Martin. Caleb Martin could be the four instead of Kevin Love.
Small four, but,
I could see old Spo switching him in and out. Periodically platooning some of these guys. Miami Hurricanes already took care of business, feeling pretty good. So what we're going to do is, in a little while, we're going to talk to Joe Malfa, get you ready for the Inter-Miami-Atlanta United game. Pregame starts at 4:30. We're going to take you up to there, Kickoff is at 5 o'clock right here on 560 WQAM. In the next segment, we're going to do what I like, a little some of the stuff we like, especially when it comes from Colorado, Colorado State, because it seems like everybody loves Colorado, Colorado State. Even some of the former guys from the U, Michael Irving, Warren Sapp, The Rock. The Rock was all decked out in Colorado Buffalo gear today on ESPN. That was awkward. That was really, really awkward. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Flavor of the month. Well, hopefully they have some staying power because it is good for college football. Right now, though, let's wrap it up with another successful week in the Miami, South Florida sports world with a little montage.
And here goes the smoke. And here come the Hurricanes. It's Thursday night football time in Miami as the Hurricanes take the field with green jerseys, white pants underneath the white helmets.
We are live from Drive Pink Stadium this evening as Inter Miami take on Sporting Kansas City in a pivotal match in their push to make the MLS Cup playoffs.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Cueto is ninth Marlins start, third one off the IL following that viral infection coming off a loss against the Phillies on Saturday. Ball to the ballpark, that'll be tough against this Braves team.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Big downfield, wide open, touchdown, Tyreek Hill!
What a throw and catch, right on the money, one-on-one.
Shake that.
Going to carry himself, running right side, he's out of hole, and Van Dyke is into the end zone for a Miami touchdown. He races in, standing up, Van Dyke with a touchdown for the Hurricanes. 6-0 Miami with 10:46 to go in the first quarter. Tyler Van Dyke runs it in for a score.
How about Tyler Van Dyke? Quarterback keeps, takes it around the right hand side of the offense, untouched, and into the end zone. It sends a message that he's an athlete.
Now get the cross in towards Campana. Strong header, and it's a second goal for Campana, and it's a second goal for Inter Miami. Fantastic ball in from DeAndre Yedlin, and Miami have turned this game around from 1-0 down on the stroke of halftime. Inter Miami lead by 2-1.
Dolphins up by 2. The Chargers have the football deep in their own territory. They got a pick
on it. They got him again.
We just wanna see
you.
Shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
The pitch. And that is swung on in line. Down the left field line! Fair ball! That's gonna clear the bases! A base is loaded! 3-run double for Stallings in the bottom of the seventh! The Marlins lead 9-6!
Don't be mad, now stop. Hating is bad.
And there is the full-time whistle. No Lionel Messi, but Inter Miami still get all 3 points as the push to the MLS Cup playoffs rolls on here for the Herons. They've beaten Sporting Kansas City by 3-2.
But right now, the Marlins try to win game one of the series.
Here it comes. Ground ball. Wendell with a wonderful play to end it. It's a Marlins win.
That is a great win for the Miami Dolphins right there.
It sure is. The final score, the Dolphins 36, the Chargers 34.
22nd ranked Miami Hurricanes run their record to 3-0 on the season. Miami wins this one 48-7. That's your final score.
Let's get to some optimistic headlines for you. If you're a Canes fan, rest easy today. You already got your win for the week. 48-7 this past Thursday against Bethune-Cookman. Next Saturday, 3:30, you head up to Philadelphia to take on Temple. It's going to be right here on 560 WQAM. Any nervousness, Vlad, that maybe it's the first road game of the year, just the uncertainty, or you think, nah, this team, they're focused. They're ready to rock and roll.
No concerns whatsoever.
Okay, let's stay positive, as at least try to be positive. Jalen Phillips and Teron Armstead listed as questionable for Miami's Sunday night game in New England. Kickoff is 8:20. Questionable, okay. Means they could play. Good chance.
Yeah, I think he's going to play, man. The game's, what is it, 820 game?
820?
Yeah.
Night, the whole world is watching. Gotta love it. No question about it, Messi not going to be playing tonight in Atlanta. Rest day, supposedly. Also, that artificial turf kind of has him scared. Maybe he saw what happened to Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Artificial turf, you never know. But you got to stay optimistic because at 5 o'clock today, you get the kickoff of Inter-Miami and Atlanta United. And as they were saying earlier today, we heard that Inter-Miami just 6 points from making that play-in game for the MLS playoffs.
So I didn't know about the play-in game. So this when I asked that question, I was like, wait a minute. He's like, well, since there's 15, so they want 8.
Yes.
From each conference.
Yes.
So they want it similar to the NBA and the NHL.
So the top 8 and 9.
So, yeah, so they have their playing game, which is, so, okay, that's good. Yeah, Miami's in the 8-9 game. Miami wins. If you're the top seed in the Eastern Conference, if you're Cincinnati, FC Cincinnati, you're not a happy squad right now.
You don't want that.
You already know what that felt like in that, what was it? Was it the championship game?
No, that was a U.S. Open Cup semifinal.
Yes, in the U.S. Open
Cup. That was a thriller, though. We had to score in the last
Wait, it's the U.S. Gold
the
Cup, right? Gold Cup. Is it Gold Cup?
U.S. Open Cup.
It's called U.S. Open Cup?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
The Gold Cup is CONCACAF Gold Cup.
Got you. Okay.
And we won Leagues Cup.
And then we won Leagues Cup. Ah, there's so many damn cups, man.
Soccer knows how to spread out some in-season and postseason and international and semi-international tournaments, man. It's just crazy. Marlins, they defeated the Braves 9-6 last night. Brian Hoeing is going to get the start for the Fish today at 4:10. Remember the Marlins now, more optimism, just half a game out of that final wild card spot. And if we've learned anything about today, that's our MO here in Miami. Barely get into the playoffs, then make your run. Feeling good about that.
That's the MO. Just sneak in. Backdoor in, or however you get in, just get in and then boom.
Make your run. More optimism? Matthew Tkachuk expected to be a full participant September 21st when the Panthers training camp begins. Of course, he fractured his sternum in the Stanley Cup Finals. Glad to see Matthew Tkachuk going to be out there getting things going, feeling good. Let's go with some more optimism. FAU, they face Connecticut today at 3:30. Pause up, Panthers. FAU takes on Clemson at 8. Hopefully, we can get a sweep of Clemson when it comes to South Florida. FAU takes care of business tonight. Miami Hurricanes later in the year finish things up and beat Clemson.
Okay. That game, wow. If they lose to Florida State next week, because that's who Clemson plays. I mean, hell, if they lose to FAU, just, you know, I mean.
That's a tough one.
That Clemson game. That was supposed to be a juicy game.
I know. It kind of loses a little bit of luster.
It might not be a juicy game.
Loses some of that luster, but it would still feel good to beat them after what they've done over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
To ACC, to the NCAA, to us. It'd be tough, man.
You know, your boy Christian Wilkins is going to be on the Clemson side. You know that?
Of course. You know, I respect that. I mean, it's not like The Rock going out in full Colorado Buffalo regalia on national TV in front of a Boulder crowd. That was an interesting look for The Rock right there. Kind of makes you wonder a little bit. Kind of makes you wonder. Was the playmaker, Michael Irvin, was he wearing like Colorado gear and was he geared
Dude,
up?
Dude, on the sideline from last week's game against Nebraska at the home
was
opener.
Was he geared up or was he just
he
wearing
was Colorado, clothes? Like he had Colorado shirt. He wasn't, like when you're talking about geared up, like was he wearing a jersey or something like that? No, he wasn't doing that.
He wanted to get in the game. Coach, but put me in.
He was wearing Colorado merch.
Okay. Played together, I guess. And they're friends.
I'm just saying, look, I don't mind you wearing the merch one time, but every time I see you in Colorado, you're rocking Colorado merch, you're talking to the kids. Like, Playmaker, it's almost to the point where it's like, man, Playmaker, Warren Sapp, you're talking about Hall of
Famers.
Those
are the two, man. Like, The Rock, you know, whatever.
Rock is The Rock. I'm just throwing it in there, but, I mean, he is the most famous. Out of all three of them, he is the most famous one out of all three.
Of course, yeah.
But even The Rock showing that, like, them love, like, it's like, come on. I mean, I know Prime.
It's fun.
But Prime's still a Knoll, isn't he?
No, he's a Buffalo now.
I mean, you know.
Right. Yeah, I know. We'll see what happens. But that's going to be a juicy game tonight. We're going to get into it in the next segment, why it's so juicy and salacious. But right now, speaking of juicy and salacious, let's take a step into the day spa. We talked about it a couple of minutes ago, Vlad. Unrelated story, but here we go. Or maybe somewhat related. A former flight attendant says the best time to join the Mile High Club is 30 minutes before landing because the crew is busy preparing for landing. And you should also use the lavatory in economy class because you're kind of further away from the staff. And choose the one with the one door and not the door that slides in, because then you can jimmy the door to get the two people in there.
Good to know, because I'm flying out tomorrow morning.
Maybe that's why I've included these stories in.
I don't think so, but
just keep that in mind. 30 minutes before you land.
Why 30 minutes before?
Because they're picking up trash and they're trying to prepare the plane for landing.
But wouldn't the passengers know? Because most passengers at 30 minutes, they're pretty much getting, you know, you get that list. We're about to land soon.
Well, they're starting to put their stuff up. They're starting to get ready. So, and they said, go in the economy class bathroom because you're kind of further away.
I get that.
And then they said it's just an insider trick to, if you have like the one door that slides or kind of opens, then the one that goes indoors. Because when you have two people in that crammed area, you know, that you need all the little extra space when you're trying to get in or get out.
All right. Noted. Good to know.
Noted.
Good to know.
I like that. You know what else I like? Well, there's a lot of things that you and I like, Vlad. We're going to get into what I like next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line at 305-567-0.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe Honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious. Power through your day, medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Did you know you can listen to us on your smart speaker? Just ask your device to play WQAM. All our shows, all our games, all our shenanigans. WQAM on your smart speaker.
Talk to me, man. It's your boy, Young Hope. You turn them off.
Getting interesting in that Florida State-Boston College game. Florida State looked like they were going to run away from Boston College. It is now 31-29, a two-point game with about 5 minutes left to play. Of course, it's an exciting game. We're getting into what I like. What's not to like about this Colorado-Colorado State rivalry? Going into the season, did you believe it was going to be one of the hottest rivalries of the year?
No.
But now, whoo! Things got spicy this week. You say it's fighting words from Jay Norvell. I say it's just him trying to stoke fires. I don't know. Jay Norvell talking earlier this week. Do you think it's fighting words or not?
We're excited. Our kids are really, you know, we had to do a bunch of ESPN videos, and it was great. I loved it. But our kids came out of those videos really with a chip on their shoulder. They're tired of all that stuff. They really are tired of it. And I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me.
Uh-oh. Vlad says that's fighting words right there, because he says that's what my mother taught me.
Yeah, because that was no that part wasn't necessary. I can understand his team getting tired because of all the hype.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's but once you said, you know, I don't care if they listen. I don't care if they care in Boulder. ESPN talked to me, and what was that at? Like, where did that come from?
I think the right way to do this, and I understand he's kind of stoking the fire, and, you know, he's doing that, but I think leaving moms out of this is probably better. Probably just be like, that's what I do. I have, you know, I respect people. I take off my glasses. Don't say that's the way my mom raised me, because that's going a little more personal, as opposed to just being like, the way I deal with people is I look them in the eye, I take my glasses off. Nonetheless, it's juicy. So, you know, Deion Prime, Coach Prime, he ain't going to sit back and just let people talk about he and his players and his team and his program like that. There's one word when it comes to how Deion felt about what Jay Norvell said.
I'm minding my own business, watching some film, trying to get ready, trying to get out here and be the best coach I could be. And I look up and I read some bull junk that Deion said about us.
Talk to us.
Once again.
Talk to us.
Why would you want to talk about us when we don't talk about nobody? All we do is go out here, work our butts off, and do our job on Saturday. But when they give us ammunition, they done messed around and made it what? It was just going to be a good game. They done messed around and made it. It was going to be a great test, a battle of Colorado, but they done messed around and made it.
Woo! I don't know. After hearing that, I think Colorado might whoop that Colorado State you-know-what tonight.
No, Florida State's, Colorado State's about to get the ass kicked.
I mean, man, it sounds like Deion got him fired. I like the way Deion talks to you. No, don't hurt some. Personal. I'm telling you, man, this thing's going to be nasty to begin with. And when I say nasty, I don't think there's going to be fist fights or anything dirty, but I think these two teams are going to go at it pretty hard. Pretty hard. So stay up for that first hour for sure at 10 o'clock tonight, because, like Deion and the guy said, it's gotten personal.
It's personal.
Not happy. Now, personally, me, I would love to see the Heisman Trophy winner be Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur Sanders. Through two games, he's been great. Vlad would like to see Travis Hunter, who's played every single play for the Colorado Buffaloes this year, it seems like. Well, recently, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter joined ESPN, and they both made a case for one another winning the Heisman Trophy.
Really now?
Yeah. Shedeur and Travis just talking each other up.
You sure it's here?
I'm positive, 100%.
Because I don't see it.
Look at the top, man. Look at the top.
I see. I am looking at the top.
Oh, man.
Oh, there it is. Look at you.
No, we're good.
Why is this? This is terrible.
Everything's out of order, which I said.
Yeah, but still terrible. It's still terrible. You could have lined it up better.
Shedeur, tell me why Travis Hunter is a Heisman candidate.
I mean, he proves himself week by week. He did it last year. He's continued to do it this year, offense and defense. And there's nobody in the country that's taking as many snaps as he is and dominating as much as he is. I like that.
274 snaps. Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Travis, tell us about Shedeur, why he should be a Heisman winner.
He's dominated every game we have played so far. He could throw over 900 yards already in the last two games versus great competition. I mean, no interception, 7 touchdowns. You can't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
Damn good answer. That's a damn good answer.
Now, I'm not going to lie. That is a good answer by both of those guys, man. They got some great numbers. Now, two games. Let's not get too hype, but I would not mind seeing either of those guys earn themselves a Heisman Trophy.
They just got to win. And then when they play Oregon and USC, we'll see what happens. That I think if they perform very well and they win those games, I think they'll definitely be top two in the Heisman category.
Now, we know they always favor quarterbacks. It was Dan Marino's birthday yesterday. Dan Marino celebrating his birthday. Oh, man, we love Dan Marino. So great. And he was recently asked, like, you go and you would be, in this day and age, would you own up on some people? And Dan Marino had a very definitive answer.
I'm retired. I don't have to prove it. So, yes, we'd throw for 6,000 yards. And, you know, I will say that defenses in the middle of my career and then towards the end, and they got a little more complex, and guys did a lot more things now as far as blitzing and changing personnel and all that than I did earlier in my career. Later in my career, I had to deal with it. But so it would be a lot of fun.
It sure would. I would love to see Dan Marino in this day and age tossing the pigskin around. He could throw for 6,000 yards. Pass happy league. You can't touch the quarterback like you used to touch the quarterback. Maybe throw him a Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle in there. I'm not throwing any shade at Tua. I'm just saying, Dan Marino, whoo. I don't think he was being cocky or confident. I think he was just telling you facts right there. Dan Marino, man. Remember,
but I think every quarterback right now that played when we were growing up, if they played now, they would all feel the same way, bro. It's like, you know, Marino had to deal with defenses being able to do anything that they want to you.
They try to take you out the game.
Right. So it's like he's looking at it like, yeah, if I was quarterbacking now with that, you know, quarterbacks, basically you look at them, they could throw a flag at you. Of course, he could throw for a ridiculous amount of yards.
He already did throw for a ridiculous amount of yards in a different time when the league was more run-driven and you could hit quarterbacks a lot harder and get to quarterbacks a lot harder. The defenses, man, could have read him, could have run him. But, hey, we love Dan Marino. We always want to wish him a very, very happy birthday and that we love having him here in South Florida. I was saying, man, to only have been born 40 years later, you'd have been fine, man. You'd have been huge. You already were huge. You're already great. We love you, Dan Marino. Dan, you are our man. Now, the man here in South Florida is one Tyreek Hill, the Cheetah. What numbers he had in that first game. What would you say, Vlad, at some point? He dominated that. But he says no matter what you throw at him, he's going to dominate. But what did you say, like, if the projections after one game, if they were to keep
3,855 yards, some craziness like that. It was ridiculous.
He says he's aiming to be the first receiver in NFL history to win the MVP award. I say that's going to be really hard because to get all those yards, Tua is going to have to throw for a lot of yards. And we know that the MVP most likely goes to quarterbacks. So kind of that's a tough one right there. But I'd like to see it. That would be interesting to see Tyreek Hill win the MVP. What do you think the percentage chance of Tyreek Hill winning the MVP this year would be or could be?
It depends on the numbers he's putting up.
But, I mean, it's just the Tua factor.
Well, then the same thing with the Heisman thing with Travis Hunter. Well, not really, because Travis is playing the other side of the field. But in order for Tyreek to get to over 2,000 yards, he would need a quarterback. And if Tua was the quarterback and Tua was throwing for like 5,000 yards, breaking Manning's record, then it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, it will be difficult. But, hey, I'd love to see him duke it out, both of them do it. But nonetheless, Tyreek Hill had some interesting words. He says you can throw whoever or whatever at him, and he will be dominant.
I'm still going to dominate that no matter what, man. You feel me? I mean, I still got a job to do, and that's to run my route. So you put two guys on me, one guy on me, three guys on me. I'm still going to, you know, run my route to get open.
One guy, two guy, three guys, still going to be dominant. Now, if you put three guys on Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle is going to have a field day. You got to understand that, man. What is the move with Tyreek Hill? Do you put a guy short, and then you put a guy on him? Put a guy long, put a guy short, put a guy on him, put a guy long. I don't know, man. It just seems like there's sometimes...
Just can't play a man like the Chargers were doing last Sunday. Just can't play a man.
He is going to burn the hell out of you. Then you got Jalen Waddle, River Craycraft, Eric Uzukama, Durin Smythe. Did you like Durin Smythe? Do you think he had a good...
Smythe did have a good game.
Yeah. Tight ends. Like you said, I didn't know we had tight ends on this team. Nonetheless, Tyreek Hill, talking a lot of noise, says he's going to be the first receiver ever to gather 2,000 yards in one season. Once again, Vlad, I think he does it. I got to slow down on saying Justin Jefferson is going to get 2,000 yards. Cut off to a slow start, but I don't know. I could see it. I mean, you could definitely see it with Tyreek Hill, right? I could definitely see that. Tyreek Hill getting those 2,000 yards. It's going to be nice. Can't wait for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, nice little cap to the weekend. Sunday night football in New England. No excuses because there was a hurricane or not enough practice and all this other stuff. Let's just go in there. Let's play some football. Up next, maybe we'll talk some football. Maybe we'll talk some soccer. Maybe we'll just talk about what in the world is going on in this third rock from the sun here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later, when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicle's projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.